Cubs and Red Sox. John Lackey hoping to avoid his fourth straight loss. We'll take it to the bottom of the third. Hanley Ramirez at the plate.
Deep drive to left by Hanley Ramirez, and this is going to be a long home run. Tape measure home run to left. Ramirez second of the year. And Boston now leads by a score of 3-0. And it brings up Rizzo. Anthony with a chance to drive in a run. Rizzo drives one in the air to deep right field. Back goes Betts. Betts back near the bullpen. It's got a chance. Gone. Two-run homer, Anthony Rizzo. Cubs get right back in it. It's 3-2. It cleared the Cubs bullpen. A long blast of about 410 feet. Rizzo's sixth of the year. And now it's a 3-2 Boston lead.
As this pitch by Benintendi is blasted in right center. Deep, deep, and gone. A long, long home run by Benintendi on the first pitch here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Hit over the bullpen in right center field, over the Red Sox pen, right in that corner. It landed in the bleachers right next to the 420 sign. And it's just a little different the way the wall is designed there. It would not have gone over the 420 sign, but it landed in the bleachers. 4-2 now, Red Sox, on a long home run by Benintendi.
Miguel Montero leads off, drives one in the air, deep right field. This ball's got a chance. Get out the tape measure, long gone. Miguel Montero has tied the game with a mammoth home run to right. It's 4-4 here in the seventh inning. And the next offering, a looper, shallow center field. That ball's gonna drop in there, base hit. Jay racing around third, heading home. Here comes the throw, he scores. Kyle Schwarber, a bloop RBI single. Cubs lead 5-4.
Cubs win this one 7-4. After losing three consecutive starts, John Lackey improves to 2-3. He goes six, allowing four earned runs on eight hits. Stephen Wright gets the loss. He goes 6 1/3, allowing 5 earned runs on 7 hits. Series wraps up on Sunday. Kyle Hendricks will take the hill for the Cubs. He'll square off against the Red Sox, Eduardo Rodriguez.